Friday, September 25th, 5-4-3-2-1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order that is intended to end all sales of gasoline and diesel engine autos by 2035. That would open a 15-year window to shift from combustible engines to electric vehicles. California is on the fire stick end of climate change, and there is public support there to be on the cutting edge of the low-carbon energy technology. 6.2% of electric vehicles in California are currently electric-powered. It would take until 2045 and beyond to transition the state's motor vehicles to electric. Those goals are typically not met and get extended, so I would not get all excited about any hard fate for the ethanol industry to turn into a pumpkin yet. The rest of the country is far behind California, who is leading the way toward electric vehicles. The order also extends to trucks and construction equipment to be electric by 2045. Such electric vehicles and equipment are in development due to not yet even exist operationally. One does not flip a switch and change technology as drastically as this requires without the entire transportation infrastructure participating. Retail fueling stations will have to add charging stations that will impact their grid all the way back to electricity generation. The order targeted new car sales in California. It could just turn Nevada into being the biggest new car dealership out west as Californians buy gas engine autos out of state. I think that the trend will be toward clean energy, but that ethanol will still be being produced for domestic and export consumption for the duration of my lifetime and likely most of the next generation. Ethanol is still the cleanest, cheapest form of octane available, so there will be demand for it worldwide. Other countries are taking the same tract as California, but with a longer time window. The UK, France, and Canada are targeting 2040 for eliminating gasoline engines. No word yet on what China plans. I think that there is a good chance that we will use more ethanol until we use less. The U.S. ethanol industry is likely built out, but the capacity is underutilized because of the pandemic impact on gasoline demand. The first objective is to fully utilize the ethanol production capacity that we have. We have not yet done so. There are also production efficiencies being gained as ethanol technology improves, getting more ethanol from a bushel of feedstock. Ethanol byproduct development is also adding value to the industry. There's no reason that the U.S. ethanol standard should not be E15 instead of E10. The barriers to fueling infrastructure are being reduced so that the market can better determine the mix of fuels chosen by consumers. Ethanol has been cheaper than unleaded gas because of those barriers. Ethanol should be worth more rather than less than unleaded gasoline. If big oil pushes back with as much energy and resources on California electric vehicles as they have in messing with the RFS, it will be a while before all vehicles in California are electric. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3-2-1. On the hogs. I thought that the USDA was supposed to answer questions over hog numbers instead of create more with the September hog report. 110% in the heavyweight category and 106% in the 120 to 170 pound category failed to fall into line with the recent kill. CME group economists thought that maybe USDA would surprise us with fewer hogs in the heavyweight breakdown, and instead it surprised the trade with 6.7% more than the average guess. There was no sign of these hogs in the market weight, so if it is to be believed, the industry did an amazing job of slowing performance gains. The market on Friday suggested that it was not believed. The September kill was 0.6% lower than a year ago. USDA appears to have counted a phantom hog herd. The big numbers were 100% on market hogs and the same for all hogs and pigs. That suggests numbers did fall 1% from the June report. USDA came with 98.5% for the sow herd, where the trade was expecting 97.5%. Farrowing intentions were not as reduced as the trade is expected, given the thrashing that the industry producers' balance sheets have been through. There have been liquidation and euthanasia in the hog industry. USDA does show fewer numbers coming ahead in 2021. Where in the supply chain did the euthanasia take place? Some thought it would show up in pigs per litter, but USDA says pigs per litter were up 102.8% compared to a 100.1% trade average guess. The cash hog market strength and abbreviated September kill gave the appearance that there must have been a massive euthanasia of heavy market hogs. Lean hog futures decided that the USDA was fantasizing. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.